guys. Welcome back to the Bachelorette After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, there's three hosts. There's three dates. Two guys on a one-on-one, also known as a...
threesome.
And there's one kiss, a first and a last. We talk the tango, a little backstab action. We break it all down right here. Let's go.
That was a lot of fun.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, welcome back to The Bachelorette. My name is Danny Hoyt. We're right here on AfterBuzz TV, as we are every single Monday night. And with me, as always, well, back from Barbados. Not as always. Yeah. You were gone last week, my friend.
I know. I missed the show. I missed you guys. I felt like you missed 1 week. You missed one birthday party.
And you lose all your friends.
Your kid doesn't even remember your name.
We're happy to have you back.
What's your name again?
Brooks.
Oh, okay. That was just for the audience.
Found on Twitter at Brooks Forrester. God, let's get into it. Christina, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be back. My name's Christina Zias. Twitter, Instagram, at Miss Zias.
A.K.A. the boss.
And I got to give a shout out real quick to the song. This is called Like You Lots by my friends Lainey. They just dropped a surprise EP last Thursday.
It's so good. But right before this, I like pretty much just begged Danny to make me a playlist.
This is your, I believe, the way, I'm actually going to dinner with Paul tonight, and the way he put it is... He said, "It is the soundtrack to your summer."
This is the soundtrack to your summer.
I need
Lainey,
Lainey,
Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. I gotta give them a shout out. They are the absolute best. Okay.
Thank you. Quick question.
Quick question. Anytime.
Do you have playlists on Spotify?
I do.
Can people follow your playlists?
They can. I've never really like publicly.
Make them public.
Push them.
Quit being such a prude.
Yeah, come on, Danny.
Music prude, dude.
Done. I'll do. Okay, next week I'll push. I'll push that. Tonight, though.
Yeah.
What? Was this a boring episode? I almost fell asleep. I got to be honest. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of drama. You're missing Chad. We're missing drama. Where are we at? How are you feeling? Job.
I was a little disappointed by this episode because there was a lot that went on. Like two guys went home. There was like a second two-on-one date.
A lot of nothing.
But it was a lot of nothing. There wasn't like the action I desired.
Like, I don't feel like there's one big moment we're going to get to that we're all going to disagree or be like, oh my gosh, yeah, that was, there's nothing, there's no crescendo.
Although
it was just a big tease.
I was really bummed about the rose ceremony.
Let's say this, by the way, because I know people are going to ask. Chelsea is she's on a plane right now that just missed being here in time for the show. So she says she misses you guys, she loves you guys, she'll be back next week. I want to put that in there. We miss you, Chelsea. Kind of.
We do.
Oh, and shout out to Steve. We got a brand new producer tonight.
Hey, yeah, Steve.
Steve up in the booth.
Steve, can you hear us?
What up?
Now, Steve, a lot of people know you already, and I think we should just be upfront about this. You are Reality Steve. Is this correct?
You know it.
So, Reality Steve, since you already know who won The Bachelor, can you tell us the name of The Bachelorette, the person who wins The Bachelorette this year? Can you tell us?
That I don't know.
Oh, so you're not the Reality Steve. You are a Reality Steve.
Mm. Yeah, it's a different website.
Oh, no.
arealitysteve.net.
In reality, my name is Steve.
/afterbuzz. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. It's a site dedicated to proving that his name is Steve.
Steve, I'm going to read you off six names. Hey, Steve.
I'm letting the internet. Yeah, go
on. I'm going to read you off six names, and I want you to pick one for me. Can you do that?
Sure.
By the way, he does not watch the show.
He does not watch the show.
This is completely...
Just clarify, everyone. This is
I'm
brand
so excited
Steve.
For this.
I'm going to read him off six names. He knows nothing. Should we give him any details?
No.
Details. Just off their name alone.
Who will JoJo choose?
Tell us who JoJo will choose. You ready?
Yeah, go
In
ahead.
No particular order. Chase, Luke, Jordan, James, Alex, Robbie. Pick
Robbie.
One.
Ooh!
Why Robbie? Wait, please follow
Yeah,
up,
what
Steve.
Was that? Was it because of the last name I said? Do you have an affinity for someone in your life named Robbie?
Nope. Just random.
Like, well, you gave me a random list. I gave you a random
Reality list. Steve. A Reality Steve, a man of many words.
But don't you awesome. Feel like Reality Steve knows a little something? Because I feel like Robbie is a contender.
It?
No, oh, no. I mean, our Reality Steve.
Reality Steve. Refer to him as our Reality Steve.
Reality Steve. Yeah, excuse me. Excuse
you know what?
This
had, we got a little conflict, a little.
From last week?
Issue. Yeah. There was a little issue. Somebody said that we said a spoiler. I just want to clarify. None of us read Reality Steve ever. We don't read it. If people tweet us.
I don't even
us,
know how to read.
Yes, exactly. if people tweet, I don't have the internet.
That's far-fetched.
Yes. I pretty much end like friendships over someone who tries to give me a spoiler.
Yeah, it's my least favorite. It's actually probably when somebody asks me my biggest pet peeve, it's either walking behind people in New York City or in general, or when people give me spoilers to TV. I hate it. Don't even tell me. Yeah, I know. Don't even tell me like beat around the bush about something because I'm smart enough. I feel like most of the time to figure out what that means.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me, if you tell me the feeling I'm going to have, I'm going to know that means so-and-so.
Right.
We can decipher. Yeah. So, just so you guys know, last week when he said that Chad, we were talking about Chad's timing of his Instagram post, we're purely speculating live on the air based on information that we have of what's on the internet, not based on reality.
And who's
Steve.
To say that the spoilers were even accurate anyway?
Exactly.
Even if they were.
Exactly. So.
Does he got a magic eight ball, that reality, Steve? I don't think so.
No,
I do
spoilers
not think so.
Here.
But also, just to go back on that for a minute, on that little spoiler that you guys thought with Chad, I think we were wrong about that, because that night Chad was on Jimmy Kimmel and he blatantly said he is single and looking, and I feel like he set himself up for Bachelor in Paradise.
Brooks, what you got? He's coming
Chad
out
was
with
on
opinion.
Jimmy Kimmel?
He was live via remote from Tulsa, though.
He was live.
It was via
remote. I was like, has a contestant ever been on Jimmy Kimmel? That's a pretty big deal.
That's happened. Who was it that happened to? Someone got eliminated and went straight on Jimmy Kimmel. Guys, help me out. Chat roll, help me out. By the way, hello everyone in chat roll. Who was on?
Chad is making a splash.
And yeah, who was the contestant?
Not only that, Andy Cohen gave him, like, the mazel of the day. Justin Bieber tweeted about him saying that he liked Chad.
Get out.
Chad! Guys,
Chad is playing it.
Chad has got
it. Add some fodder to my opinion that Chad is a plant. I still believe it. I still think we're going to hear something. Someone's going to come out. Gawker or someone's going to come out and be like, now we got all the details. Chad was paid this per episode to come out. And his role breakdown was instigate as much as possible.
And in real life, he's the guy in the studio that's like warming the crowd, like on set.
Yeah.
He's actually like the actual job that
clap with me. Let's go. Let's get some ladies to dance. Let's go.
No, I don't think so.
Mesnick. Somebody said it was Mesnick. Oh, it was Britt from Chris's season. Great call.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little different because they were setting that one up for the choice between Britt and Caitlin.
That was different.
Has merit to it.
Okay. But yeah, so it has happened. So another thing I read this week, that Chad was DMing Grant and Robbie's ex-girlfriends after he was off the show trying to date them.
And now, when you say Grant, you mean Grant on this season?
The firefighter.
Firefighter Grant. He DM'd them, so I don't know if that is... You know,
why do you think he's doing that?
To start... It adds to his bad boy persona. It makes him more famous.
He is totally just riding that line.
So what's the end-all, be-all for someone like Chad? Like, where can this technically get him? Even, like, highest possibility.
But also, I feel like
An
episode on, like, Criminal Minds?
No, you guys.
The ultimate villain.
Chad needs a spinoff, American Ninja Warrior? First of all. But I think Chad is doing this because he's targeting the guys who, like, their girlfriends have blatantly come out and said, oh, he's cheated on me, he left me to be on the show, he wants to be famous. So I feel like he's almost like...
I don't know.
Who's that superhero?
Superman.
No!
Batman.
Oh my gosh, I always forget
Ant-Man.
His name. I'm going to come back.
Green Lantern.
Aquaman.
The Punisher.
Oh. No one knows.
The Hulk.
What are you, a comic book reader?
The Punisher.
The Hulk.
Yeah, okay. The Punisher? What about the Punisher?
So, you know...
He reminds you of the Punisher?
Yeah, kind of. I'll get
Mystique.
Are you a comic booker? Like,
do you
read comics?
What's the level
obviously
of your comic
not.
Book knowledge?
Obviously not. It just took me like 10 minutes to think of his name.
The Punisher is quite the reference.
Okay, so and another thing we want to talk about before we get any more into this is Ben and Lauren got their own show. Are you happy about this? It's called Happily Ever After on Freeform. I feel like I love Ben and Lauren, but like, what Ben deciding if he's going to be in politics?
What's Lauren doing?
Happily ever after what?
How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Freeform is grasping for content right now. So
they are,
former
but they actually
ABC
have
family,
really good
right?
content. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I think
they should have called themselves.
I think it'll
XYZ.
Be exciting. I think they'll have a lot of people tuning in, and I think a lot of people will be bored really quickly.
Well, they're just going to create. Look, someone asked on Twitter, "Do we think that this is? Do you think it'll be entertaining enough?" Well, probably not, but it doesn't really matter because people watch to see what happens. Like, tonight's episode, boring, but we all watched it because we want to see what happens.
10 minutes talking about nonsense. So let's get in tonight. We're in Buenos Aires, and Chris Harrison drops the bomb. 3 dates, group date, a 1-on-1 date, and another 2-on-1 date. That's the first time in history, right?
Yeah, first time.
That there's 2 2-on-1s.
The first time.
I'm no historian, but...
First date card, Robbie reads it. Wells, base of my mucho. The guys are teasing him right away. He comes out. He didn't need to drop this.
No, he didn't.
But he comes out that he's the only one who hasn't kissed JoJo. I kind of, there's something about that I kind
of
liked.
I feel like there was some pressure too of like, why was it called base of my, like what? And I
you think
like
the guys would
that
ask?
Was some editing.
You think so?
Yeah, I think there was something where he's like, all right, fine, I'll tell you guys.
Because I had no idea. I would have just assumed that he kissed her. We just didn't see it. Yeah. Right?
Somebody has commented this, by the way. Sean and Caitlin, I would way rather watch Sean and Caitlin. Their Snapchat is so funny.
Oh, yeah, I would rather watch them, too. They're good.
They're fantastic. I would watch a whole show on them. Their Snapchat's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, back to Wells. The whole thing, I love Wells. I'm a big advocate for Wells. Yeah, he just didn't quite do enough. Did you guys see a spark on this date? I did think the first kiss was cool.
No. Actually, I thought the first kiss was terrible because... Okay, first of all, I went to the show. It was my third date with my boyfriend. It was so fun. We went to it in New York City.
Oh, wait, you've been to one of these?
I went to Forza Bruta.
Did I not say it right?
Yeah, I went to it. It was our third date.
Did you stand underneath it like that?
You stand underneath it. It's very interactive. At the end, there's like... They like give you these styrofoam walls and you like hit each other with it.
Yeah.
But it's so fun.
It sounds like relationship therapy.
It's not. But it was so great. But, I mean, I wish we were, like, sliding in the water together. That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
But I feel like they had this, like, really sexy, like, romantic moment together. And if you saw, they were kissing, but they were, like, barely touching each other.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I needed him to, like, grab
they
her and take control.
They were laying in water, suspended in the air.
But if you,
their
like...
their whole bodies touching when they kiss.
No,
what more do you
they
want?
They weren't. They she were wants, kissing, and they
you
were
You want
laying...
no clothes on. This is inappropriate.
To
Christina.
Touch.
I want Wells to man up and, like, grab her and...
Where do you want him to grab her?
I just want... Like,
just
Luke knows how to hold her.
Okay, time out. For the very first kiss, you want him to grab her? So as a whole, let me hypothetically put you in this situation. You've never kissed this guy.
Yeah.
There's obvious interest.
She was
you
want to
be grabbed?
All.
Are you okay with that?
I want him to like grab my head and kiss me and show me more passion.
Oh, the head. Right. I just want you to clarify. Right.
Okay. Or even like if he was grabbing my body, it's like just different in their moment. It would
touch
it seemed,
my body.
It seemed like there was no connection. Like he was just trying to make it happen.
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure put on too. Why else would the date card be base on me? Like they've obviously talked about this. And
so the producers are like,
they built
like,
this up.
Let's
I mean,
play this out.
Yeah. But I feel like Wells would have been like, for me, when I watched it, I go, Wells would probably be the guy that I would have been friends with. That would have been like, damn.
Yeah, I've been saying this all along.
Lost a friend.
I've been saying this all along. He was my dark horse, and my dark horse
was
gone.
He was your crush, man.
I thought he was going to come in. I think Wells is super cool. And I actually love the moment after they kissed when she kind of celebrated. And she's like, we did it. They have a very playful, they had a cool vibe.
Cute.
I don't think she has that playful of a vibe with anyone else. I don't know if you guys see this, but who else does she have that playful of a vibe
well,
with?
Well, when Luke, I'm skipping ahead, but when he was like, where are we going?
She
has a genuine laugh. She has this intimacy with Luke.
Yeah.
And I mean, also, she was laughing like that because, like, that she was just friends with him. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was friendly.
I
want you guys to go back and watch that scene because she kept trying to grab him. I know.
When they first walked in and they were saying she kind of turned around
and looked
at him.
Even in the water, she was, like, trying to touch him and, like, he wasn't reading the signs.
Okay, so here's I'm with you that there needs to be sparks. I'm a big proponent of it has to be the right moment, and I'm with Wells on this. I'm not just going to do it because everybody's doing it. I don't want to fall behind. I'm a big proponent on the moment needs to be right.
I agree.
At least towards the beginning. After that, I'll kiss you wherever. I'm free.
Which is interesting because he did not seem like a hopeless romantic, but that's a very hopeless romantic. I want our story to
perspective, right?
Yeah.
I want our story to have meaning. I'm huge on first dates. I'm huge on that for a reason because I want it to be a great story. I'm not going to hold back to just for a great story, but if I could ideally, like, produce my own story.
Yeah.
I
get that.
Totally.
I get that, too, but I don't think Wells was into her enough to think about it like that. And I think he's kind of cynical, and
maybe
he saw that later on, you know?
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah. That's fair. I get that.
That's okay.
Anything else in our conversation? Anything else you saw that... It gave you inside info on JoJo and what she's looking for.
Can I just say that it reminded me of Eric and Ariel in The Little Mermaid when he's like, go on and kiss the girl. Like,
oh, yeah.
Kiss
yeah.
the girl. Oh, that's how I felt. If producers would have played that,
oh,
that would have been awesome.
Kiss the girl.
ABC is owned by Disney. Make it happen.
What were the lyrics? What were the lyrics?
Go on and kiss the girl. What was it at?
Don't look twice. We need to kiss the girl.
Someone.
I don't know. God, I wish
I'm
I knew
so
the lyrics
embarrassed.
Off the top
I know this song.
That's a song I should be able to sing at any given moment.
I can't.
Like our generation should be able to drop, oh, kiss the girl? Got that. Ready? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I need that in my repertoire. Guys, we're going to make you a promise.
We know what Danny's going
we're
gonna on
make
tonight.
You,
anyway.
Yeah, we're
going
to make you a promise by the end of...
next episode.
This season, Brooks and I will duet Kiss the Girl live right here on AfterBuzz TV.
And
if you guys want that,
yes.
Tweet us a yes. If you don't, tweet us a no. If we get more yeses than nos, we'll do it.
And if you're undecided, tweet a hamburger.
Yeah. That's if you're undecided, tweet
random.
Anything else. Yes or no.
A link to a caption.
You can even use emojis. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
So
and if it's
options.
A no, just use the middle finger and only send it to Brooks. All right. So the next one is the group date. Date card that comes in. Jordan.
Wait. I have one more thing to
now
say about that.
Now you do.
Oh, boy.
Jeez,
God.
Are you guys kidding me? Geez. You
Christina,
just, you just asked everyone
no,
if you could sing for them. You want
to
know
do
about
it anyways,
JoJo? So. I think it's really interesting that the first thing she asks is about his past relationships.
Yeah, she does that every time.
Yeah, I think that says something about her.
It's also, and here's the first time I noticed it. I wanted to see what she was going to ask him. I agree. I think it's important, and it says a lot, but it's kind of become her crutch on, like, what to talk about. And I think it's
oh,
a little
think
bit of a downfall. Yes and no. It's not a knock on JoJo because it's important.
Right.
But I would love to see, like, so tell me about your family. Like, what, you know, where...
Yeah.
What did you learn growing up watching your parents' relationship? These are kind of questions like I want to see a little more of, and it oftentimes defaults to tell me about your last relationship. And I think a little bit of that's why we saw there wasn't a progression because people don't know how to get past this beginning of like where, how do we
Whoa,
learn
okay.
each other more past.
Tell me how you feel about religion and politics.
I don't think I'll ever go there, but I want to see like what else could lend
yeah.
me the same info about you that I want to get to without asking like about your last relationship. Like when you are out with your guys, what kind of girls catch your eye? Like when you are looking for someone to date, what are you looking for?
Well,
you look on Instagram, what's the first thing you see? Do you see hair? Do you see a smile? Do you see a girl with charisma? These are the kind of questions I want to know about somebody because I want to know what makes them tick. What gets them going? Like, what gets that passion?
Well, I don't know
yeah.
you guys, but
erected.
I'm reverting.
I completely agree, though.
Yeah.
I'm reverting back to some of, you know, my first dates. I feel like all the really good first dates and second and third have just been so natural in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you glean information just... in the conversation, I never felt like I had to, in my relationship right now, I never felt like in order to get to know my girlfriend, I had to ask her deliberate questions. Like,
Agreed.
Stuff just naturally happened, and I was like, oh,
That's
now
the
I
best.
Know about her family. Now I know about that thing.
Yeah, you're
you
not
know?
Trying to check boxes off. It naturally happened.
And I feel like that's happened with Jordan and with Luke and some of...
Agreed.
Some of the other people that we haven't seen her do
yeah.
that with
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's also a...
I just think that JoJo's really kind of not over her past relationship or, like, is affected by what's happened, and she kind of, like, seeks...
The then relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that she's, like, looking to these guys to, like, kind of, I don't know, make her feel better about the fact that she thought she was going to marry this guy, and she didn't, like... almost like striving like did something similar happen to you, like tell me, like can we connect on some other level?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Do you think that JoJo, since we're on that topic, do you think JoJo will ask or she will be as expressive as Ben was to her? Because she said in
the
consoling
beginning.
Chase, she said I need that reassurance as well, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, my only regret is that I wasn't as open as I could have been.
And ding,
so,
ding, ding, she brought up Ben again, by the
right.
way.
Yeah, she brought up Ben.
In a huge moment.
But that made me curious to okay, what's going to happen in the future? Is she actually going to be more open, like she said, and that was her biggest regret? Is she going to actually apply that, or are the rules of the, you know, the show going to limit her?
I just realized you have your headphones on backwards, Brooks.
I think she's going to be very cautious. To not say
well, I'm
not I love
wearing
you.
Pants. It's not the worst thing I'm doing here.
Okay, let's move on to this group date. You guys good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I noticed, she did pick up the rose while she was telling him. I thought that was kind of weird. Did you guys notice that? She picked up the rose from across the table and was like, "So Wells, had the whole conversation, and then set it back. Is that a rule?
No, I didn't even notice.
Does she
that.
Have to touch? Yeah, I thought that was kind of awkward. She's like, but I can't give you this thing that I just teased in front of your face.
No.
The way ABC teased us that she was maybe going to send two guys and then set it back.
I think she just felt like she had to address it. You know what I mean? And it's hard to address without picking it up.
You could address that thing that's 2 feet away and be like,
yeah. See that rose over there?
Yeah, I can't give it to you.
Yeah.
Never gonna get it.
That was a preview of our Disney duet we will be performing later this
season. Guys, it's gonna be amazing.
Just a little taste. We just want to give you a little taste. A little appetizer. Okay. Date card. Jordan reads it. Luke, Robbie, Jordan, James, Alex, Live and La Vida Boca. Love JoJo.
Live and La Vida Boca.
The La Boca district. Did you guys... is it kind of boring, this group date? Well, what's up?
I thought it was really interesting because they didn't show Alex at all. At all.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Why?
Well, I did because I was really excited for him to go home, so...
Oh, does he hate... What is it? Or football?
No, I think that... The way I was watching the edit, because he wasn't shown at all, they showed every other guy's goal kick besides his also. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah. And I got to talk about that goalie for a second. He played 100% intensity until James kicks it, and he just half fell to the right. I don't know if that was a producer setup, but he got that goal awfully. Not saying James didn't earn it. James, I'm sure it was a great kick, but it went in real easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might have been editing, too.
I feel like even for that, though, if James got it, like, James did not give her a kiss the way I think she should have been kissed for winning that, for how insecure he was.
No, I disagree with you. I respect the way he kissed her politely and respectfully and kept it small in front of the guys, because that's going to be awkward no matter what. He didn't try to take her away or steal her. He just kind of was like, and he took his kiss.
I kind of feel like it was like just a peck on the lips, like she was a stranger. Not like there was no...
He hugged her and kissed her on her forehead right afterwards.
Did he?
Yeah.
Would you have, if you were in his situation, you would have gone like,
No, I wouldn't have done that. But I would have loved to see a little bit more from him.
A little bit of tongue?
Maybe. I don't know. Is that just, if you're one of the other guys, you'd be like, oh, what a dick. Like, he just did that in front of us? I don't know.
Yeah.
That goes to... There's such that tight line of walking, not pissing the other guys off, which we find out he did anyways later, and taking your moments. He took his moment, but I thought he kind of showed a little bit of the... We know James is a classy guy, and he took this as a classy moment. That's what I took it as.
I feel like...
He even said it. I'll give you a quick small one.
I feel like if I were writing it, I would like for him to be like, I want to just give you a quick small one. And kiss her, and then bring her in and be like, can't wait to kiss you inside later.
That would be dope.
Exactly. Rain check.
They should put little microphones in her ears for all those whisper moments.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Don't they? Yeah. Do they make those? What are those called? Little microphones. They make those?
No, the peeping toms.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Also, did you guys notice, and I got to check Twitter because I didn't see if it was tweeted, during the soccer match, Luke's side boob was in full effect.
Was it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Luke's best, side boob?
Oh, you weren't here last week. Best Twitter account to follow me in
his
the last
side
year.
Boob?
Luke's side boob. I quoted it, tweeted it at Luke. He retweeted it. It's become like a whole thing because it was on the blooper.
Yeah.
Oh, Brooks was in Barbados. I forgot again.
Yeah.
Lapping
it up.
By the way, people thought you were on Bachelor in Paradise.
I had to
dispel that rumor.
Because it was all island.
I didn't say where
vibes.
You were.
That
I just said you were shooting
awesome.
Something. And people were like, am I again Bachelor in Paradise? And I was like, no, I dispelled that for you. I got your back, bro.
Should have took some cardboard cutouts of like Sarah.
JoJo.
And just people that are on Bachelor in Paradise and been like,
oh, gotcha.
Here we are on the beach.
Is Sarah on?
Yeah.
Is that announced?
Yeah, she just posted she got back on her Instagram.
Wait, who?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, who is on?
Sarah Heron.
Oh, really?
I did not know that one.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, this whole group date was kind of boring for me. The best part, though, the Jordan versus James moment at the end. Did James need to bring that up about Jordan?
No.
Absolutely not.
First time I've seen a chink in James' armor. James, you didn't need to do that. And you're the nice guy. This is why we like you, James.
They're pulling it open.
Why? Christina, why did he do this?
I don't even think he said anything that was like that important.
He wasn't
like,
mean, but he didn't even need to like breach this subject.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The Uno game rules were irrelevant.
Yeah.
Whatever the game was.
It doesn't matter. Like,
poker.
That's, I wasn't a big fan of that.
What's chat roll saying about it?
Guys, how do you feel about James doing that? Yeah, James Taylor pulled a Leah. he was just, there people are, it's just Mex K says, no, I think he was just hurt. Cindy Lou, I think that the whole thing with James telling JoJo about Jordan was completely producer set up because James and Jordan are close friends even now. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is anything that could be friendship ending anyways, but it was a little bit awkward for James to just kind of come out with it. So maybe it was a producer thing that asked a question or pushed him into this corner where he kind of said, like, have you had any moments where you go, oh, yeah, maybe like Jordan and I had a moment about poker rule. You know, maybe he did that.
Yeah. I also think that, like, it could be as well a way of James masking a little bit of his insecurities.
I think that's 100% what it is.
Brooke Johnson said Leah tweeted that he pulled a Leah. That's funny. Remember Leah? Like, it was Leah Block last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then she lied about what she said.
With Lauren.
She kind of was like, this is exactly what I said. And then he goes, did you say this? And he's like, can't remember.
Yeah, well, I think he was a little tipsy, and so was Jordan. Because Jordan even said something. I repeated it while we were watching, but I think they were all a little, like, tipsy at that moment.
Yeah.
Jordan was pissed.
He was swirling the hell out of that wine.
And for all you guys that hate Jordan, he did say in that moment, and he's right. He goes, I haven't said a thing about any of you guys, not one of you guys. And he hasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, neither have a few of the other guys, but.
This bothered me about James because he said that Jordan isn't here for the right reasons and he just is here because he wants to be famous. But then he didn't address that to JoJo. All he said was about him being entitled because of this poker game. What did he do to make you think that he's here only because he wants to be famous? Because if that's a legit thing, then maybe that's worth sharing with JoJo, not about poker game rules.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's purely because he has a name. Whether it's warranted or not, and obviously I told you guys last week, I don't think it's warranted. And I wrote a big response to somebody that called me out on Twitter for my opinion, or on our YouTube last week for my opinion, but I don't think it's warranted. I think it's just because he has a name. And yeah, if that's your problem, then say what it is. Don't try to make it about poker rules.
Yeah.
I agree. And I was going to say,
it's like a waste of time.
I mean, if we took away the whole Jordan Rogers thing and it was just Jordan Talfulano, throwing a little Spanish.
It's definitely what his name would be.
Buenos Aires.
He wouldn't get that perception from people, I think.
Yeah.
That's being put on him a little bit as
well. Yeah, I guess that's true.
He even said, and Bethany Van Sluten said, Jordan is always nice.
Van Sluten.
To everyone. And, you know, he even said that to JoJo in his conversation with her. He said, you know, a lot of the guys said, I thought you were going to be one thing coming here, and you're absolutely not. He said, in fact, every guy in the house, and he was referring to at that moment, has said that to me. And he said, that's something that I'm proud of. I thought that was kind of cool. Like, he's somebody who kind of changes people's opinions or dissolves your initial opinion, which is, I think, a big deal.
And I think Jordan's being wise about it, too. I mean, he understands he's...
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' little brother. I'm sure he's watching his P's and Q's as best as possible.
Definitely. Yeah. I think so.
The last one. Anything else on this before we move on? Luke gets the rose. Do you guys, I mean, obviously we saw this passion.
I thought one thing was interesting
was,
well, one, I love their passion between JoJo and Luke. And I thought it was interesting when she said, I love seeing you, because I feel like she hasn't said, like, I love anything to any of the other guys.
That's a big tell. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And then also, I thought it was really interesting that she said to Jordan, I believe everything that James says.
She did say that to Jordan. Like, yeah, I did write that down.
I was like, how? You guys know I haven't been, like, totally Team Jordan, but, like, how's the guy supposed to feel after that? Like, okay, you're coming to ask me about what happened, and you're telling me...
Whatever
that you're
going to
believe whatever the other guy said anyways. Like, how is that supposed to make him feel?
Well, but it was kind of weird the way she did it because, this is what I wrote down. She threw him under the bus, James under the bus, and said that he said it, but then followed it up with a super nice compliment saying, but he's such a sweetie, and I trust his character intentions, and I believe everything James says.
Yeah,
and
so it was like, crazy. Ah,
you just threw him under the bus, but then you kind of rectified it with this really nice compliment.
Well, because, I mean, James, like, is obviously a really nice guy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she knows that. She obviously knows she's not going to choose him either, which I don't know why she kept him, but still.
I like that he likes margarita DiGiorno pizza.
Margarita DiGiorno pepperoni.
He didn't specify, but I'm pretty sure it's DiGiorno.
Oh, DiGiorno. It
could be Totino's, possibly the best frozen pizza ever made.
Better than...
No, I'm completely lying, but there was a time in my life where I could eat three frozen Totino's back to back to back. They were 99 cents. It was when I had a metabolism. Best thing ever.
He's like, I pretty much stopped eating pizza. That's what my diet was. I lost.
Oh, yeah,
Jason goes, 41% of my body fat is made up of pizza. I actually love that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's nice. He's funny.
Actually, I want to go back and watch if Jordan laughed in that moment or if he was still pissed at him, because that was a pretty funny line.
Yeah.
That's when Jordan was making fun of him. He's like, you cut weight to be on this show? And then he was like, oh, you dog.
No, was that in the same scene?
No,
I was in the group
date.
It was like
before,
for the rose ceremony.
That was right before James went out to talk to her.
Also, I don't think they showed Alex talking to her during this group date.
No, they didn't. Alex didn't get a lot of play tonight. So that either means he's going to be big next week or he's already forgotten.
He's already forgotten to me.
Yeah, or he's going to have this big breakdown. But they would have. I feel like they would have teased it at the end.
Yeah, so he's gone. He's probably just gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah,
he's okay. gone. Date card. Last one. It's Chase. Derek Chase. It takes two. Love, JoJo. The three-person tango, three people. I love the lady, though, by the way. The instructor, she's like, you need passion and trust in your partner.
Yeah.
I love her accent.
But they were so playing that on, too. Yeah. Like, the way they were looking at her when they'd grab her.
Yeah.
It was like, they were looking at it through the eyes of the audience member. I'm like, yeah, that looks passionate.
Yeah. Derek kept doing these squinty eye things.
Yeah.
And he used the word fireworks, I believe.
And he had a boner the whole time.
Ew.
Oh, wait, okay, that did, you didn't see that, Christina?
No, but you know what? I wrote Derek creeps me out a bit.
Where, on Twitter?
No, like in my notes.
Right there.
I was like,
Derek creeps me out a bit, right there, right next to the heart, though. Interesting.
Then the heart came afterwards.
And then the hearts, hearts.
I wrote that right before they started going on the date. And then he, like, got so intense with his eyes. I was like, ew, like, get JoJo out of that room. I felt so uncomfortable for
really?
Her. Yes.
So definitely. If you had to pick one at the beginning of the date, would you pick Derek or Chase?
Chase.
Christina? Okay. And at the end of the date, same for you?
Chase, yeah.
I feel like Chase and, okay, what was his name? Derek.
Exactly.
Derek, no one goes, no front, sorry to use the front runner, because, anyway, James was like,
leader of the pack.
Luke and Jordan are the front runners. Mm-hmm. And I was like, interesting that he knows who the front runners are.
But
right?
He's so secure about their relationship and their feelings for each other.
Right. Well,
but he has to, he knows that he's not a front runner.
Yeah. But then take that back to Derek. I was like, Derek, no front runner gets put on a 2-on-1 date, dude. How were you so blind to that?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen the show?
Come on, bro.
Come on, dude.
One thing, and I know, Christina, you and I noticed this, so I want to talk about this. There was this moment where she's talking to Chase, and she goes, I have strong feelings for you. And the way she put this inflection on the word have is like she was convincing herself in the moment that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up picking him. I thought for sure when she did that, I was like, oh, you definitely absolutely do not have strong feelings
for
Chase.
You know, in another moment she did that I thought was really interesting tonight? When she was with the group date, and she was giving the group date rose out to Luke, and she said, I want to give this rose to somebody who
makes me excited about the future.
Yeah, about the
future. Is special.
That continues to make me feel good, special, and excited about the future. Then she gives it to him, she looks at all the guys, and she goes, what? You guys are making me feel weird. And I was like, why did she put so much emphasis on me?
Yeah, she puts a funny emphasis on funny things sometimes.
Wait, that's how you read that situation?
I was like, she was like, wait, you guys are supposed to be the ones that feel uncomfortable, not me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, of course they're going to feel uncomfortable. You just said in front of them, someone who continues to make me feel special and excited about the future. Kind of sounded like the front runner just got a little bit more front runner-y.
Definitely. Yeah. That's how I would have read that, too. I would have been like, okay, great.
Great.
I'm going home.
Okay.
I just thought what's interesting to me, and not that I saw it more with Derek, but I would have almost sent both guys home if I'm her. I would have kept Chase. And I wouldn't have kept Alex tonight later. But here's why. Because she's talking to him. She basically like had to convince him to say that he likes her. And then he even said, and this is a quote, he goes, how am I supposed to feel so strong about making that leap when hurt could be there? And she's like, it's the show. Like, that's what you do. You put yourself out there.
That's called love in general, you dummy.
Yeah. So he was in such like a place where he was on the fence, and she pulled him off the fence on the right side and then gave him, that was weird to me.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that she has said so many times that like she's such a words of affirmation girl, and she really needs to hear that. And I feel like during the season with Ben, like, he was always trying to push her to be, like, more affectionate, to be more open with her feelings. So I think she knows how closed off she could have been. And she blatantly said, I regret not being more open with my feelings. So if she does like Chase, and he's done such cute things, and they've had good moments, she's like, look, like, I like you. Like, I want you to stay here, but, like, I need you to give me something.
Okay,
can I paraphrase something real quick?
Yeah, go
for it. I think she was saying, to your point, I think what she was saying is, come on, Chase, you were there for the tango. You saw the way that Derek was looking at me. Don't make me choose that
you
guy.
You saw that
give
boner.
Give me something.
Pants.
Give
that's
me
awkward.
Something.
Not in public, Derek.
Give me something.
I second that.
Let me do something. Can we go to the wide shot for a second, please, Steve? Brooks.
Yes?
Brooks.
Yeah?
Hey, come on. Tell me you like me. Tell me you like me.
Oh, that's awkward.
Just say it. Tell me you like me.
I like you.
There you go. That's all I need is words of affirmation. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. No, I felt
like,
weird.
Let's talk about it.
This would be very uncomfortable.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I think it's different. I think
that's
maybe
essentially what happened.
No. Maybe you guys aren't words of affirmation people.
It's, but I mean, I feel like it's somewhere in all of us.
As a woman, it's important. Just she stresses it so many times, and I think that Chase is just nervous and uncomfortable, so she's just
I'm not saying she did anything wrong. What I'm saying is, if you have to do that, then it's not there anyways. If you have to do that. Or it's not there enough at this point. And it's not rose worthy.
Yeah, but
so send them both home.
I feel
home.
Like Ben did this with JoJo the entire season last season.
I hate when you guys fight.
He did it the entire time. He was asking her to like be more open and give her that. And finally she did. And obviously it didn't work out for her.
Just
but
too little too late.
Exactly.
Interject.
Yes,
Steve,
please do, Steve.
What you got?
When it comes to a matter of affirmations and expectations in relationships.
Yes, Steve.
A certain level of repetition comes into play and becomes rather habitual, rather becomes
it can.
Comfortable and possibly even addicting.
Are you saying like I love you is an addictive, habitual repetition in relationships?
If it's a matter of comfort and you achieve a certain level of comfort about yourself or about your life when you're with somebody on an intimate level, a certain level of predictability comes into play.
Getting deep on this, Steve.
Yeah, but Steve, I have to say that happens after a while. I don't think that happens right at the beginning or especially on your second or potentially third date they've ever been on. I agree with you after a while, and then the predictability becomes an expectation that becomes comfortable and normal. It's part of your routine, which then you kind of fall into this trap, and that's where people fall in and out of love.
True that. Yeah, it depends on how fast the relationship goes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess again, guys, Steve doesn't watch the show. So to fill you in real quick, so it's that technically this is like the third time they've ever hung out. So that's why we're saying it's like weird because she had to pull him into finally talking all the way about his feelings. And then she kept him on the show and let another guy who was telling her straight up, I'm falling for you, she let him go.
Because she obviously was not falling for him.
Yeah. So it's just kind of in this weird spot. You bring up a good point, my friend. You've been reading some books?
Just a few.
Steve, you know you watch this show, you little liar.
We got just a few minutes left, so I want to talk about the exit, Derek's exit, before we get to the rose ceremony real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Could that have been more perfect? It was like a scripted, dramatic, there was an actual violin playing, Derek's in the car. Don't Cry For Me, Argentina is what she was singing. Sounded like Celine Dion. Did you guys write it down? Because I have the direct quote.
I wasn't enough. Yes. I'm Derek. Derek is imperfect. Wasn't that it?
No.
Did I miss something?
You missed it.
Oh, okay.
There's more.
Please, elaborate.
I wasn't enough. I thought I was, but I'm not.
That's right.
I'm Derek, and Derek is imperfect.
Guys,
I'm sorry. I don't mean I'm not laughing at him.
And then cut to him going, why am I crying?
Why am I crying? Don't cry. Why are you doing this? I'm afraid this will be memes. This will be something that's remembered.
It was embarrassing for
him. He'll reference it on the Men Tell All.
Definitely. I mean, how could he not? First of all, I stand by my words. Derek creeps me out a bit after that limo ride back.
Yeah.
I was just like, this guy is not someone. I felt like
this was not Jim.
It was not manly
behavior.
At all.
Yeah,
wasn't Jim Halpert behaving?
No.
Somebody
Jim
tweeted
would
he's
disapprove.
He still got Pam. It's okay. We have just a few minutes left. So, anything at the cocktail party? Anything you saw there?
Alex said
it's whatever.
And Jordan said, I want to be in love and engaged at the end of this.
And James said he's going to stay the course. That is Jordan, by the way, finally talking about his feelings.
Yeah, she's really happy about that.
Yeah. Rose ceremony. Chase and Luke have roses already. Jordan first, and then James, and then she has this moment with Chris. The big teaser, ABC let us down. I thought both guys were going home. I thought we were going to lose four guys tonight for the first time ever.
I don't think the numbers play out that way. I don't think you can lose that many guys.
She could have. What if she would have sent both of
them? I know, but I think they need a certain amount of people to run each episode.
So once they...
Probably.
So once because once they get out of four, it's hometowns. Or is it three?
Three.
It's three. So once they get down to... So they need an extra week, so they got to squeeze out one more week.
Yeah.
I guess actually it's four go hometowns, right? And then one goes home, and then they're just left the three for the...
Oh, yeah. Fantasy Suites.
Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
We could have went from tonight to hometowns.
I thought she needed to let them both go.
I think definitely Alex. I don't think James. I think Alex needed to go home. We didn't see him tonight. There's nothing progressing.
No, he for sure should have gone home. But even with... Okay, fine. Like, James definitely should have stayed there over Alex.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just feel like there's no connection between her and James. Like, she likes him. He's a nice guy. But do you really think she'll
disagree.
Choose
I think there's
him?
Less of a connection between her and Chase than James.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think she finds Chase more of a potential than she does James.
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I think James has better marriage and longevity potential than Chase.
I think we think
day.
That. I don't think that JoJo.
I don't even. I feel like James, he's so nice and fun, but he's so insecure and he just keeps talking about how everyone else is so much better than him that I'm starting to believe everyone else is so much better than
and
him.
And the one advantage he does bring to the table, which is what our tendency is, mm-hmm. right, to say, like, my advantage is I really care about her more than. And he said that over in. Like three times. Right. The
Brooke Johnson just asked a great question, like Chatterell. She said, "Didn't you find Chase's reaction to his feelings more real than Robbie's 'I love you'? Yeah, yes. I did. Robbie's 'I love you' felt very forced. That's a great question, and yeah, I agree.
I'm also surprised we didn't see that much of Robbie coming off of that 'I love you'.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
so that, I don't know if that could be editing. That could be saving something big.
Maybe. I think next week's going to be a big week for Robbie.
Speaking of the editing, that moment when they are in Argentina after the Bruta Forza, whatever.
Bruta.
Thank you. After that date, it was like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
They cut to her getting kissed on the neck by Chase, and then like back and forth, her in the rain at the party. I was like, that's the best editing they have ever done on the show. That little segment.
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic.
And the music the whole episode was the best part.
Yeah, the music was great.
A lot of music.
I think we looked at each other like six or seven times, like, oh my god, the music right now. I think it's very telling.
It is very telling.
Yeah, I think it's very telling. We heard some kind of not villain, more of just like wah 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 type music at some points, and we heard this like slow hero type something great.
Yeah, the budget has gotten better. Hey,
really quickly, what do you guys think about Alex saying like, "I'm happy I got this rose, but it's a pity rose"? Would you feel like that if it was you two? You're the last ones to get a rose. She leaves, comes back, gives it to both of you. How would you feel? Because would you automatically be like, okay, well, obviously she wants Jordan and Robbie here more than me.
I think the way she tried to play it off was, stay with me for a second. She was trying to say like,
we got about 1 minute.
I couldn't give it to. I just couldn't choose one. And at that point, I think they knew their relationships well enough to know that that was a play.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta agree with that. I don't know where we're at next week. I don't know if we're still in Buenos Aires. Luke tried to get it out of her where they're going next week. I don't know where we are next week. So we will see. The teaser didn't really give us much, other than there's a lot of making out. Didn't look like there's really any drama. It looks like the drama's all gonna fall on JoJo's decisions.
Where do you hope they go?
I don't know. I want to see somewhere in Europe.
I think they go somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, but it would be cheaper to stay in South America since they're already there.
Go to Antarctica. You're already that far down.
God, that'd be awesome. Be cool. Winter jackets and no body shapes. No more Luke side boob. It'd be interesting. All right. Well,
TV. Okay, Steve, we get it. Oh.
We already gave him.
Thought he was tuning us
That
out.
Was like a conclusion. Like, that was the AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well,
there you go.
Who do you guys think is going to make it to hometown dates?
I think it is. Brooks, go first.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap.
Jordan, Luke, and.
Only two.
That's a really rough.
Only two.
Third. I'm going to just go with Chase.
And isn't there four hometown dates?
We don't know.
I'm going with those three.
Christina, who do you think?
I think Luke, Jordan, Robbie, and Chase.
Luke, Jordan, Robbie, Chase, but if I had to pick, I think it's Luke, Jordan, Robbie if it's only three.
Yeah.
That's my pick
for
whatever. All right, in the meantime, next week is the 4th of July. We assume there'll be a show on Monday night. We will be taping on Tuesday.
6 p.m.?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Pacific time, Standard Time, just so you guys know. So next week, Tuesday. In the meantime, Christina, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Miss Zias.
And you can find me on Twitter, Brooks at Brooks Forster. That's it. Just
that's the only one you want
get on Twitter and you find everyone else. No, go ahead.
You guys can follow me on Snapchat at DannyHoyt47. I'll be in New York this weekend, so I'll be Snapchatting and having some fun out there. And on everything else, just at Danny Hoyt. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging. We'll see you next week. Bye.
All right. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
Smell you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.